Texas Emergency Hospital Chart Review, date of service 1/23, Monday, Dr. Dwyer, first patient TW, 45-year-old street person, comes in with what he thinks is a spider bite on his leg. He was evaluated by the nurse practitioner, has a history of schizophrenia and esophagitis. UDS shows cocaine and PCP. Full lab was done, including a tox screen, aspirin, and acetaminophen level. He received Seroquel, Haldol, potassium for potassium with 3.0 and transferred to Aspire, A-S-P-I-R-E. Excellent workup and excellent write-up by the nurse practitioner, Mindy, in the emergency room. Next patient is David D.H., a 23-year-old, seen with sore throat, white spots on his throat, swabs negative, dental caries, and pharyngitis was a diagnosis and treated with Augmentin. He was very happy with Dr. Dwyer, and he's feeling much better. The first patient, he doesn't have a cell phone. The third patient is S.L., is a 31-year-old, presented with severe kidney pain, blood pressure 105 over 78, now tachycardic, received Toradol and was sent in the ER for a white count of 13.8. Chemistry was okay. Your analysis definitely showed urinary tract infection, CT, early pyelonephritis with a renal atrophy on the left side. Patient also has mild anemia. Refused admission is what's important because Dr. Dwyer offered it to the patient, but subsequently was sent home with Toradol and Bactrim. Is doing better, very happy with Dr. Dwyer's care. Next patient is CP, 33-year-old woman with right-sided facial numbness. Vital signs were stable. Dr. Dwyer called it Bell's palsy. And after CBC, CMP were all negative and treated her with steroids. She did not answer her phone. I left a message for her, for her to call me back. Next patient is EF, 27-year-old woman with sore throat, fever, diarrhea. Vital stable, temperature 100. In ER, received Rocephin, Tylenol, and Zofran. Strep was positive, sent home with Augmentin, doing great, was happy with the care received. Especially Dr. Dwyer. Jessica Coates, that's JC, 40-year-old with body ache, dizziness, heavy chest, and lots of stress in her life. Vital signs were stable, swab tests were negative. Was treated with OTC meds at home. Dr. Dwyer took the time to explain and write up his explanation for the patient, and it shows because the patient was very appreciative of his bedside manners and the way he treated her, even though she got no prescription. She's doing better. Next patient is AG. This is a 33-year-old woman who was seen twice the same day. First of all, she was seen between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., complained of rash on the face, insect bites. Patient was very abrupt and upset during the visit. Vital signs were stable. Your analysis was negative, UPT was negative, UDS did show amphetamines, and there's no, and the exam was negative. There's really no explanation as how patient left, but patient did leave, and then she returned at 7 p.m. and stayed till 10 p.m. This time she was found in a ditch by someone, saying that she was afraid somebody was trying to kill her. This time, full workup was initiated by Dr. Dwyer, including acetaminophen and aspirin levels, CT of the head, and subsequently was sent to Winnie, W-I-N-N-I-E, Texas, at a psych hospital. I talked to the family members today. They're very happy with the care she received, and they're glad that she's still alive. And they were happy that Dr. Dwyer took the time to explain things to them as well as he did. Next patient is M.A., is a 67-year-old woman with body ache, fever, cough, COVID test positive at home. COVID test was positive in the ER, refused admission, had been vaccinated 3 times, vital signs were stable. Chest x-ray was done and was started on Paxlovid, doing much better today, she tells me, and liked Dr. Dwyer very much. Next person is GG, is a 14-year-old with a conjunctivitis, treated with Polytrim eye drops, P-O-L-Y-T-R-I-M eye drops. Mom said she's doing fine, and they like the doctor in the ER very much. Next person is AF, is a 25-year-old young lady with stomach ache. Vital signs were stable, received Toradol and GI tract, GI cocktail in the emergency room. CBC, CMP, ear analysis were negative. CT showed mild ileus. H. pylori was positive. Exam was negative for surgical abdomen. Diagnosis of possible PUD and H. pylori gastritis was made. Treated with protonix, flagyl, doxycycline, and bismuth. Dr. Dwyer offered admission for observation, but patient refused and decided to pick up the prescription and go home. I left a message for a patient to call me back. Next patient is JH, is a 58-year-old who fell at home complaining of bruising on her buttocks. X-rays of the hips, knee, ankles were all within normal limits. And was given Toradol in the emergency room, was sent home with anti-inflammatory. Doing well at this time and was appreciative of the care she received. Next patient is MM, is a 35-year-old woman with kidney pain, fever, vitals were stable, no fever in the emergency room. COVID test was positive, though. C-spine, L-spine was done because of severe neck pain and arm leg pain. They were all negative except for mild DJD. Patient was sent home with no medication. Most likely she didn't want any medication. But please consider doing a chest x-ray on all COVID patients per hospital protocol. Patient left a message for patient to call me back. Oh, no, she did answer her phone. Sorry. Patient said that she's doing much better and no. No, sorry. Left a message for patient to call me back. Sorry. This one is AW, 60-year-old with the left arm and shoulder pain. There's swelling in the left arm. Dr. Dwyer felt like maybe because to a tight strap of her bra. She's a rather obese woman. CBC, CMP, BMP, D-dimer were negative. X-ray showed DJD. Patient is on Xarelto already because of some sort of clot in the blood clot in the heart. Notes indicate also has bipolar and anxiety disorder. She was given hydrochlorothiazide because she did have some edema in the lower extremity as well. Other medications include Buspar and Clonopin, nothing else that would cause edema. Would consider doing an ultrasound of the upper extremity to rule out DVT in someone who's on Xarelto. And we're not sure if she's taking her medication on a regular basis and no way of checking indices, i.e. INR or PT. Left a message for patient to call me back. JC is a 6-year-old with lower abdominal pain, history of celiac disease, CBC, KUB was stable. Exam was totally negative. Patient had no pain. It happened after supper, and they were seen around 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. Dr. Dwyer did a CBC and KUP, as I mentioned. They were all negative. Called it a well child exam and sent the patient home. Next patient is RG. He's a 52-year-old male seen with itchy legs and urinating more than usual. Dr. Dwyer documented his exam quite well, and he went ahead and ordered CBC, CMP, hemoglobin A1C, and drug screen, which were all negative and within normal limits. Patient did not answer the phone, left a message for patient to call me back. Next question is KB, is a 23-year-old young lady with vomiting, headache, diarrhea, swab test negative. Your analysis was done, which was negative. HCG was negative, given both Zofran at home and in the emergency room. Patient was very appreciative of the doctor in the ER. He said She also said he had great bedside manners. And patient was sent home, doing better today. On that patient, JC left a message for family to call me back regarding the six-year-old abdominal pain. Same thing with the AW left a message for patient to call me back. This one is MY, 45-year-old with chest pain. Patient just had a cardiac catheterization done, which showed no evidence of blockage. Dr. Dwyer started conversation with the cardiologist who had done the cardiac cath early. He was kept abreast of all the findings. Two set of cardiac enzymes were done. First one was negative. Second, the troponin was 0.04. The cardiologist felt like it was because of catheterization and instrumentation. Chest x-ray showed a ventricular peritoneal shunt, D-dimer negative, CBC, CMP negative, EKG within normal limits, blood pressure. Initially 168 over 108, came down to 139 over 88. And patient's doing fine today, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, and was happy with the care that Dr. Dwyer provided. And I believe Dr. Dwyer did a great job initiating the conversation with the cardiologist ASAP. And that's it for now, folks. Let me make sure I didn't miss anything.